Hi, so I'm Claudio Jecker. I'm the lead developer of OpenBGPD. For people who don't know OpenBGPD, it's the BGP implementation that is part of OpenBSD. We're doing that now for 15 years. It is a pretty good BGP implementation. For most users, this is actually good enough. But I will look at one thing here, and that's OpenBGPD for Internet Exchange port points root servers. Root servers have a little bit of different, they have different needs. And if we look at the history up to about 2010, OpenBGPD was very often used by root servers because it had a few nice features. As an example, templating to make their lives a lot easier. But then the internet changed and people started to realize that just running internet exchange points just on trust is no longer actually the thing that people want to do. And so internet exchange points really started using filters to make sure that nobody is actually hijacking or leaking any routes. The result of that is that since then, running OpenBGPD with full filters is becoming too slow. We have this issue that the original design is now about 15 years old, as I already mentioned, and it starts to have trouble scaling, especially with the number of peers that we see at big internet exchange points, but also with the amount of updates that are now actually running through these systems. If we look at the small internet exchange point, like the one in Calgary, we see that even such a small internet exchange with about 80 peers requires easy over 300,000 filter rules. And because of that, very simple operations like config reload or restarting the systems can take up to 1 hour to actually finish. This is absolutely unacceptable. And because of that, there have been kind of a bird monoculture happening at internet exchange points. Now, I think everybody knows that monocultures are not really good. And because of that, people started to start looking into alternatives again. Especially Job Snyders actually kind of approached me and said, hey, we have this OpenBGPD, let's try to make it happen again. Let's bring it back. He then asked me, would you actually work for full-time on OpenBGPD? And it took me about 15 seconds to answer with yes. So he then managed to actually get funding to actually make this happen. And I'm really happy to be here and say that like since June, I'm actually working full-time on OpenBGPD, mainly thanks to the RIPE NCC Community Projects Fund. But also, I think a lot of the internet exchange points, and all of them are actually kind of European internet exchange points, are contributing as well. So a big thank you to all these people. Now, as I said, I started working on this in June, and we released OpenBSD 6.4 just more or less start of this month. And let's have a look what actually happened in this short time until then. I put here a few of the key points that I think are the most important ones. First of all, we changed the filtering policy in OpenBGPD. It's now a default deny policy, so you need to allow something, allow a prefix in and out of the system to actually make it going through. This is a big change, and people who are actually running OpenBGPD at the moment, they should be careful when they update, because it's quite easy to trip on that. The other big change that we did, or the new feature that we added, is RPKI ROA support. This is one of the things that is really important, I think. It is based on a static table. It's kind of similar to what BERT in the version 1 has. We don't really support RTR support, but you can import it into, or you can write a little script that kind of creates the static tables and then reloads the configuration. And my test system, or my system that I'm running, they're normally doing this reloads in a couple of seconds. So this is very quick. Another feature that we added is so-called sets. Sets are lookup tables. There are lookup tables for prefixes, for AS numbers, and for origins. The origins are kind of the same thing as the ROA table. They kind of bind a prefix together with the source AS. And with these things, it is possible to rewrite actually this huge rule set that is normally generated by a tool like AROUTE server into something very small. And because the lookups are extremely fast, they normally are also no longer an issue. The other thing that we did is a lot of the code was doing stuff kind of synchronously. So when you did a reconfiguration or a peer came up, a lot of the events actually were running in the foreground. So updates got blocked until that was finished. Most of them are now running in the background, and because of that, we have now the benefit that withdrawals and updates from other peers are normally processed along the side with doing all these other things. All in all, we did over 150 commits since OpenBSD 6.3. As it states here, it's about 8% of all the commits. This shows that actually this funding was very successful and that a lot of work happened on OpenBGPD. Looking at the results, I'm using here the Calgary Internet Exchange because there we already have this running. Before it was running 6.3, as I already mentioned, it used around 370,000 filter rules, which AROUTE server was generating. Now with updated AROUTE server and running 6.4, using now all these new features, we're able to actually reduce the configuration to about 6,000 filter rules. This is a huge change, and it is kind of visible as soon as you look actually at the time it now takes to actually become responsive again. So after a restart, the system converges now in less than 2 minutes. That means after 2 minutes, all sessions are up, all prefixes are processed, and the system kind of stabilizes itself. I think this is a very nice start for a small internet exchange with about 100 peers, and it's a good number. Also, the configuration reload, which beforehand was taking easily about 30 minutes, is now done in less than 10 seconds. I think this is the other great step forwards. So from now on, I think OpenBGPD can slowly be started to be considered again. But there is more. I think in the next 6 months, a lot of the time that I will spend on is on a few topics. The first of all, making the community filtering better. At the moment, it is not possible to filter on more than one community per rule. So this is one of the things that I want to change. And because tools like AROUTE server, but also a lot of people are starting to use community a lot more heavily in their rule sets, setting and deleting of communities, kind of this tagging that you do during your evaluation, needs to become a lot faster. I've seen that we're spending quite a lot of time doing that. We have other things planned, which is probably making the filters even better, and especially starting to look into the RIB. Refactoring it and making the multiple RIP support that especially the Internet Exchange points want to have, make that again a lot faster and a lot better. Last but not least, I think resurrecting the portable version is something that is also requested by many people. That means that it runs on other BSDs and also on Linux. At the beginning, there will be a few features that will be not available, especially there will be no FIP support. But I think over time, we will also start to try to add that again. So this is what we expect, or this is what I hope we're able to actually bring into OpenBGPD in OpenBSD 6.5. But there is then also kind of the future project, which is for the time after that. At the moment, my three main goals that I would really like to work on are, first of all, bringing multi-threaded support into OpenBGPD. We're having these issues that there is now most servers come with a lot of CPUs, but we're actually only using two of them, one for the session handling and one for the root decision processing. And we would really like to actually use more of them. I would like to make the portable version more complete, so add FIP support at least at the beginning for the BSDs, but also then for Linux. And then also looking into new features, so stuff that there is already RFCs out or where there is drafts and we think they're actually very important. I have here a few lists, a few things mentioned, like BGP add path or BGP multipath, BMP to actually make the monitoring even easier, and RTR support for our PKI. But to make these projects happening, this needs more funding, as in I'm currently paid until end of May, so up to more or less like the 6.5 release, and then afterwards, I would like to kind of carry on with that, but for that, I need to have, again, some of the money. Good. I want to thank to these organizations and also to Job Snyders, who actually made this kind of possible by talking to a lot of people and making them promise money. And yeah, that's it. Are there any questions?